This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Russia and Ukraine exchanged 115 prisoners of war from each side on Saturday after the United Arab Emirates acted as an intermediary. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Video from the Russian Defense Ministry shows freed servicemen on their way back home. According to the Defense Ministry, the Russian servicemen swapped were captured in the Kursk region. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that Ukraine's operation in the Kursk region was a preventative strike to stop Russian attacks in the north and towards the city of Sumy. In video released Saturday, freed soldiers sang the Ukrainian national anthem while holding the country's flag and military flags. The Russian Defense Ministry expressed gratitude for the United Arab Emirates for acting as an intermediary in the swap.
Jillian Kitchener from Reuters. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed in strikes in southern Gaza on Saturday. AP correspondent Rika N. Garcia has more.
Israeli military stated that their troops targeted Hamas infrastructure in the Gaza Strip, killing several militants. Meanwhile, just south of the Gaza Strip, officials say at least three dozen Palestinians were killed in multiple Israeli strikes as preparations moved ahead for high-level ceasefire talks in the Egyptian capital, mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar. Gaza's Nasser Hospital reported that around 11 members of the same family, including children, were killed when an Israeli airstrike hit their home in Khan Yunis. The hospital received a total of 33 bodies from three separate strikes. I'm Rika N. Garcia.
Qatar's prime minister and foreign minister are expected to attend the Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo on Saturday, a source familiar with the negotiations told Reuters.